Kids, as you know, Christmas is a time you spend with your family. So in December of 2006, I had three options. Spend it with my mom and her new boyfriend, Clint. Spend it with my dad and his new girlfriend, Microbrewing. Or head down to Staten Island to spend it with my super religious cousin, Stacy, and her family. So I opted for none of the above and decided to spend Christmas 2006 in Manhattan. Celebrating with my other family.
Okay. I have one last paper due at 5 p.m. today, so until then I will be at the law library at school, and I'm not to be disturbed for any reason.
Dude, open your eyes. You're gonna hurt yourself.
No. No. Christmas Eve Winter Wonderland is my reward for finishing my paper. Baby, do I smell your sinfully cinnamon cookies?
Yes.
Damn me and my heightened other senses. Must be strong. Okay, I'll be back here at 5. Save me at least 20 cookies, and do not clean the bowl!
Marshall fumbles for a key.
Is that a reindeer? I don't want to know!
He squeezes out of the flat.
Hey, look! Our old answering machine.
Oh, yeah. After you left, we unplugged it because it reminded Marshall of how you used to, you know, leave messages. But hey, you guys are back together. I say we're plugging it back in. Ah, it's good to have you back.
Thanks. Oh, hey, look, there's still some messages on here.
Hey, Ted, it's Dad calling to check in. I'm going fishing this weekend with my friend Clint, so if I don't hear from you beforehand, I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, same Clint.
Hey, Marshall, are you lying on the couch right now moping about Lily? Oh. You are, aren't you? Well, stop it. She's not worth it. You gotta get over that Grinch.
But I didn't say Grinch. I said a bad word. A very, very bad word.
Oh, fudge.
But I didn't say fudge.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
I'm... a what?
That was Barney. That was Barney.
That was you, Ted.
That was Marshall.
Marshall left a message for Marshall?
You know, it may have been me, but it was so long ago. But man, that machine, it really garbles your voice. It almost made it sound like I said...
Why would you call me that?
It was a fair question. Marshall's breakup with Lily had sent him into a deep depression, and nothing could get him out of it. Until one day...
She was perfect. I lost the perfect woman. I should have knocked her up when I had the chance.
Okay, that's it. You're never gonna get over her until you stop putting her on a pedestal. So no more ice cream until you tell me one thing that's wrong with Lily.
There's only one of her?
Okay, she called off your wedding and dumped you to be a painter in San Francisco. What do you call that?
Fiercely independent. Mm-mm. Brave. I guess it was a little selfish.
There you go.
And in almost no time, that spark turned into a roaring fire.
Yeah, no, you're right. Lily would laugh at anything.
She'd give it up for a bad pun. I'm telling you, she's a laugh slut.
Remember that time we heard her laughing and we thought she was watching Weekend at Bernie's, but it turned out she was watching Weekend at Bernie's too?
And her art?
I'm Lily, I'm an artist.
She doesn't even own a beret.
Yeah, and if she's such a great artist, why does she suck at Pictionary? Who draws a ninja star like a Star of David?
Come on,
right? Yeah. Right?
Come on. Yeah.
Another round.
Yes.
I was trying to help him. I'm his best friend. That's the best friend's job.
The best friend's job is to call me that word?
Yeah.
Oh, Ted. Oh, Teddy boy.
Why is this such a big deal? It's just a word. We use lots of words every day. It shouldn't be any different than any other word.
Yeah, why'd you say it now?
Grinch. Timed that, didn't you?
Perfectly.
Well, at least you apologized. You apologized, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry were the first words out of my mouth. I'm sorry, but I'm not apologizing. Look, I was just trying to put the guy back together. You smashed him to pieces.
Are you seriously not gonna apologize for leaving that message?
No!
Why not?
Because, Lily, this summer you were kind of a Grinch!
Ooh. Oh, you'll be sorry, Ted Mosby.
Ted Vivian Mosby.
That's not my middle name.
You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Like you've never said that word.
I don't kiss your mother with my mouth yet.
You sick?
Is it sick to find maturity and experience sexy?
No, I meant you have a cold.
I'm fine.
Barney blows his nose on a napkin.
I'm fine. My nose is just overflowing with awesome, and I had to get some of it out. Now, if you'll excuse me, the holidays are a time when people are lonely and desperate. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I should go apologize. It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I mean, slamming doors and screaming curses? If I wanted that, I would have gone home for the holidays.
At the bar?
I don't see any mistletoe, but...
Barney sneezed in the girl's face. She storms off.
Bless you. Would have been nice.
You're sick.
I'm not sick.
You're sick.
You know what? I am sick. Sick of you telling me I'm sick. What up?
Recoiling from a cough, Barney slams against the wall and then drops to the floor.
Ah, three flights of stairs, not a drop spilled. Oh, hey, buddy.
You sure this is gonna work?
Yeah, this is our thing. In college, whenever I wanted to make up with her, I'd buy her a beer. Cute, right?
Totally. Plus free mug. Okay, come on.
Usually that would have done the trick, but it turned out this was a problem not even alcohol could solve.
All the Christmas decorations have gone, apart from one red bauble on the floor. Ted necks the beer.
Actually, the beer helped a little.
She took the decorations. She took the decorations! What a Grinch!
That time I did say Grinch.
All right. I guess I have to call her, right? Lily's cell phone. She'll listen to reason, right? Oh, hey, Billy. Actually, funny thing. The voice dial got you. I was trying to call... Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, the holidays are a rough time for everyone, Billy. Okay, yeah, dinner next Wednesday. Okay. Damn, voice dial.
Barney's on the fire escape.
Barney, what the hell are you doing? Get in here, it's freezing outside. Are you insane?
Hey, blame Lily and her oppressive no cigars in the apartment rule. God, it's like Marshall's marrying the Taliban. Bastards! High five.
Ew, no. But you have to go home and get to bed.
Oh, Robin, my simple friend from the untamed north. Let me tell you about a little thing I like to call mind over body. You see, whenever I start feeling sick, I just stop being sick and be awesome instead. True story. Yup. In 2 minutes, I'm gonna pound a sixer of Red Bull, hop in a cab, play a couple hours of laser tag, maybe get a spray on tan. It's gonna be legend. Wait for it.
On the phone.
Lily.
Merry Christmas, ass face.
Lily, where are the Christmas decorations?
At my apartment.
You want to bring them back so we can celebrate Christmas together, please?
Ted, do you know what I would do if one of my kindergartners used that kind of language? I would be on the phone with their parents.
Yeah, I am not a kindergartner.
Exactly. You know what that word means. You know that calling people names is mean and hurtful, ass face.
Lily, if you don't bring that stuff back right now, we're... She hung up. She's just mad. She'll cool down. Mm-hmm. Aha. Lily.
Don't forget to take the cookies out of the oven. Ass face.
Damn it! I could be in Cleveland right now making peppermint lager with my dad.
Where are you going?
Marshall gets home in 3 hours. He's gonna show up. No Lily, no Winter Wonderland. I gotta get up to the Bronx.
Dairy.
Hey, dude, how's the paper going?
Screw the paper. How's the Winter Wonderland? Is it magical?
Oh, so magical.
When you walk through the door, does it feel like you've been slapped in the face by Christmas?
Sure does. Look, I gotta go.
Well, come on, man. Describe it. Tell me about the decorations. Is Rudolph there? He is, isn't he?
Hi, Rudolph. Yeah, but, you know, decorations, is that really what Christmas is about?
Hell yeah. What else would it be about?
Try the birth of Christ. You know, Christmas, Christ Mass, which means more Christ to our Spanish friends.
Yeah, well, all I know is walking through that door and seeing the Winter Wonderland and seeing Lily and all you guys, I can't wait.
Right. I gotta go.
Right, okay. Oh, wait, one more thing. How about the cookies? Are they delicious?
Robin blasts an oven with a fire extinguisher.
You know, honestly, they taste a little store-bought. Oh, there, I got another call.
Well, tell Lily I love her.
Right. Hello?
Ted Evelyn Mosby.
Hey, Mom. Merry Christmas.
I just got the most disturbing call from Lily. How could you use such a horrible word?
Oh, God, she called you?
Are you acting up because of the divorce? Is this all about Clint?
No, Mom, why would it be about Clint?
Hey, buddy, it's Clint. How you doing, champ?
Hey, Clint. Listen, I don't really have time to...
No. Ted, you don't know this yet, but you and I are going to be great friends. Now, the Native Americans have this ritual.
Barney thrashes around feverishly in bed.
This is a low moment for the barnacle. I should be off playing laser tag right now, but instead... Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
You just look like a regular guy.
Exactly. I'm a Ted. I'm wearing elastic waist fleece pants.
And isn't it more comfy?
Yes.
Come on, you need to eat something.
Too weak to hold bowl.
Fine, I'll feed you.
A spoonful of soup.
Ouchie in my mouth!
Robin blows on the next spoonful.
I don't want it. I want ice cream.
No, you're not having ice cream for dinner just because you're sick.
But my throat hurts.
No!
I hate you!
Oh.
Don't leave me.
Lily picks up a tinsel baseball bat.
Who is it?
Pizza delivery.
A tiny flat crammed with Christmas decorations.
Whoa. Hey, you tricked me.
You really thought I was a pizza delivery guy?
No, I knew it was you. Just thought you'd at least bring a pizza.
Yeah, well, I brought a beer, but I gave it to a homeless guy. Already took it from me. Now, will you please come home?
No. I'm not spending Christmas with you.
Okay, I'm sorry for calling you that word over the summer, and for saying it again today, and for thinking it a lot on the subway ride over. I had no right to say that. It was hurtful and immature, and I'm sorry.
Oh, shut up. You think I don't know your fake apologies by now, Ted Mosby? Huh? You're clearly still mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
Yes, you are.
I am not mad at you, Lily. Now, can we please
just... I apologized to Marshall, and he's forgiven me, and we've moved past it. Why can't you?
Because you never apologized to me. Marshall's not the only one you walked out on. You leave for 3 months, you don't even call. Come on, Lily, we're supposed to be friends.
Yeah, some friend. You called me a Grinch.
You were a Grinch.
How can you...
Grinchy, Grinch, 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 Grinch.
Happy? Now you've pissed off the big guy upstairs.
Yeah, I'm sure God cares if I...
You use that language again, and I'll turn off your water.
It's my super. He lives above me. Great. Thanks to your filthy mouth, now I'm gonna have Christmas alone in the dark.
Yeah, fine. I don't want to ruin Christmas. You can have the apartment. Don't worry about seeing me there. I'll be in Staten Island with my cousin Stacy. Just...
Ted fights his way past a huge Christmas tree to reach the door.
Merry Christmas.
You're spending Christmas Eve with your family, baby. That sucks. I'm so sorry.
They're fine. They're a little weird. You know, they don't believe in gifts or Christmas trees. And they think Santa's how Satan spells his name when he wants to trick us.
Well, do you want me to go with you?
Is that a sincere offer?
First, tell me your answer.
Stay there. Save yourself. We'll spend all day together tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, how's Barney feeling?
You mean the whiny, bottomless pit of neediness? He was bugging me, so I spiked his echinacea tea with codeine.
You're gonna be a great mom.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall gets home.
Holy crap, the magical Christmas season is upon us. And thank God we don't pay for utilities.
Merry Christmas. What's in the box?
Only the best present for the best girl ever. Took me all day to track it down.
I thought you were writing a paper.
No, I blew that off. I'll get an extension. School's not important.
What is that pitter-patter on the roof? Could it be the sound of an awesome Christmas story about to come down the chimney?
Why, yes, it is. 'Twas the day before Christmas. It was supposed to arrive like 5 days ago, but then it got lost and rerouted. I checked two other branches. Finally, they told me it was here.
Yeah, all I needed to know was the tracking number.
Looks like it's headed out to our regional branch in Poughkeepsie.
What? No. I need that package today.
Listen, the truck already left 5 minutes ago, so unless you want to run after it...
Stop! Stop!
Marshall runs after a delivery van.
Stop the truck!
The driver pulls up.
I need a package on your truck. Can I please take a look in back?
Sure, but I gotta keep driving my route. I'm running behind.
Marshall's being thrown around in the back of the moving van.
Man! I'm okay!
Hey, man. Thanks for helping me make my fiance's Christmas.
No problem. Too bad I can't deliver all these packages by the end of the day.
Wait, so some people aren't gonna get their gifts in time for Christmas?
Sadly, no.
Marshall tags along with the driver and helps him to deliver the rest of his load. One long box proves particularly tricky as it won't fit into a lift.
I make my runs about the break of day.
At an apartment, a little girl offers him a plate of biscuits while her mum signs for a package. Then a small dog chases him down the corridor.
Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy.
We delivered every single package on that truck. Oh. But I still have one package left to give.
Yeah, I do.
Merry Christmas.
Open it, baby.
Oh, my God. An easy bake oven. I've wanted one of these ever since I was a little girl in this exact model. I never told you that. How did you know?
It's our first Christmas since we got back together. I want to get her something really special, so I'm getting her a jukebox.
Whoa, that's a great gift.
Yeah, not really, it's this big and it dispenses gum.
Oh man, I know something you could get her that would blow her mind whole. Ready? 8 years ago.
When I was a kid, all I wanted was an easy bake oven. I begged and I begged, but all I got was a stupid Lego set because my feminist mom didn't want me conforming to traditional gender roles.
Easy bake oven, that's what I'm gonna call my van.
Marshall enters the smoky room.
Dude, how was the concert?
I couldn't find outside.
I can't believe Ted remembered after all these years.
Yeah, and after all that weed.
Where is he anyway?
Staten Island.
Why?
All right, don't tell your mom, but I got you guys some presents.
Like the gift of God's love?
No, dude, real presents.
Uncle Ted got us presents!
That's okay. Ted will just give them to Charity.
Yay!
Not you, Charity. I meant the less fortunate. Ted, how would you like to say grace tonight?
You know what? Why don't you say it? I wouldn't really know what to say.
Why don't you recite your favorite passage of scripture?
That's a great idea, Charity. But really, I don't know. I mean, how do you choose your favorite passage? It's the Bible. There's so many great ones in there. That one from Pulp Fiction's pretty cool. Ooh, I'll get it. Charity, I'm tapping you in.
Dear Father, thank you for this day. And thank you for bringing
Ted
this
opens the door
together.
To the gang.
Amen.
Who is it, Ted?
It's just carolers.
He gestures for them to start singing.
Silent night, holy night, all
I came here to apologize. I'm so sorry, Ted.
I accept. Give me the beer. Oh, it is so good to see you guys.
Are you coming home?
Totally. But first, Lily, I owe you an apology.
Oh, for the love of God, are you as sick of apologies as I am?
Yes.
Can we just skip the apology and go straight to the forgiving?
Yes. And I promise, I will never, ever call you a, you know, again.
That's okay. I was kind of a Grinch.
What's a Grinch?
Nothing. It's something you shouldn't say.
Mom, what's a Grinch? Grinch! 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 Grinch!
Ted grabs his jacket.
guns.
Grinch!
Merry Christmas,
Grinch,
everybody!
Grinch! 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 Grinch!
Run,
Grinch.
Run, go.
Marshall sets a clear bowl reverently on a table, then sits down and unfurls a napkin. The sides of the bowl are smeared with the remains of cookie mixture.
Merry Christmas, Marshall.
He then uses his fingers to shovel the mixture rapturously into his mouth.